listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. The PM says states and territories will be given the final say as to whether to include coal and gas in plans to pay generators to guarantee power supply. It comes as the Energy Security Board rejected calls to cut fossil fuels from the draft plan, saying it's essential they don't exit before replacement renewables and storage are in place. Anthony Albanese supporting the move, and he'll work with state leaders whichever way they go.
They're mode neutral in terms of what goes forward, and that will be left up to states depending upon their particular circumstances. It's an insurance scheme into the energy system, and that seems to me to be a bit of common sense.
A group of Blockade Australia protesters is set to face court today after police raided a property in the New South Wales Blue Mountains. Officers say they feared for their lives yesterday when they were allegedly surrounded by the group and pushed and shoved. Two Victorian men and a woman from South Brisbane are among those charged. The new Home Affairs Minister is in Sri Lanka today. Claire O'Neill will meet with the country's President, PM and Foreign Minister to discuss Australia's relationship with the nation. She's said to ask how Canberra can help with the difficult economic challenges it's facing and tackling people smuggling. And Billy Joel is coming to Australia, but you'll only be able to catch the Piano Man superstar for one night only in Melbourne, December 10. Billy Slater's Maroon squad for Origin 2 has dropped today. There are two force changes due to injury. Cowboys flyer Murray Taulagi comes in for Xavier Coates on a wing. Lindsay Collins starts at prop, replacing Ruben Cotter. Footy reporter Ben Dobbin revealing some new additions to the reserves list as well.
Bo Firma comes into the extended 22, as well as our favourite, the boy from Baralabar, straight off the buffel grass, the old fossil, Corey Oates. He'll be there as well.
New South Wales departed for Perth this morning, making a whopping 8 changes.
Listener.